Hey, my loves, it's your girl Corey Love back with another Carefree Cinema Conversation. Tonight, I have the pleasure of speaking with none other than Miss Nadia Calhoun, who is a big believer. If you're not already following her, you're going to get to learn about her tonight. So I want you to do me a favor. If you're on Facebook, I want you to share this link with your audience. If you're on Instagram, hit that arrow, share it with your audience as well. If you're on YouTube, just send a thumbs up so that I can know you are there. And if this is your first time, welcome. If you're a returning guest, as always, thanks for rocking with your girl. You already know my platform is a positive space for all things Black independent film. So stay tuned. Your host, Corey Love. So like I said, tonight we are going to be speaking with Nadia Calhoun. But before I bring her on, I wanted to let you guys know that this year I will be bringing back the Corey Love Show Top 12 Awards. Now, it's going to be happening on December 19th. It's going to be right here virtually until I'm able to do it like in person. So I want you to stay tuned, watch my page and watch others' pages because I will be posting where the link for you to be able to nominate your favorite. Now, I know there's this thing where they say award shows are popularity. Technically, they are. So make sure that your fans vote for you to show your favorite. But my fans as well, when you're voting, remember, choose people that are really delivering and working very, very hard. This year, I added three categories. I added directress. I added director of photography, and I also added short film because I feel like I wanted to separate director and directors just like we have actor and actress. So I wanted to make sure that I do that as well. And then short films, I feel don't get recognized enough. So we got to, you know, bring the short films in. And the DP, they're the ones that like make sure everything is on point. So why aren't they being recognized? So we're going to be doing that December 19th. I'm going to share the links for nominations. After nominations, you'll be able to vote. All right, so stay tuned and let's go ahead and welcome in my beautiful guest, Miss Nadia Calhoun.
Yay! Hi, Corey.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Now, this has been a long time coming and we finally made it happen today, right?
We made it happen. Yes.
So excited. Go ahead and introduce yourself briefly because you know I'm gonna be asking the questions and let my audience know who you are.
Yes. So thank you first off for having me on the show. I know we were supposed to be on the Black History Month or
whatever.
Yep. So thank you for having me. I am Nadia Calhoun. I am a actress, writer, author, producer, and director here in the city of Detroit.
The big D, what up though? That is such a common phrase that you guys say there, and I like find myself saying it because I'm around y'all so much.
Yeah. you far away, but you Detroit. You got some Detroit.
Okay. Now I don't know if a lot of people know. You just said that you're an author, but I don't know if a lot of people know. Because I feel like you don't promote your book enough. And it's a really, really good book. Her book is called Miracles During Imperfections, Volume 1, A Crack Baby's Journey to Beat the Odds. And I have my copy.
Yay!
And it's signed. Let me show off a little bit. Y'all don't pay no mind to the nails, okay? All right. So now, I had the opportunity to read this. And it's a really good read. I'm a reader, so I would say it's a short read. But what I love about it is I feel this is something that you can go into schools with for teenage girls. And I say that because volume one, we're going to talk about volume two later. Volume one is basically about your childhood. So I feel like it is geared, for young ladies because there's so many details. I don't want to go into the details, but if you want to purchase her book, it is on Amazon. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. You know when I say something, I mean what I say. So I want to share this clip with you guys. When you continue to allow disrespectful people in your world, you are giving them permission to disrespect you over and over again.
Ooh, I wrote that. Wow.
You're so funny. Now, tell us why. First of all, tell us why you wrote this book, and then I want you to elaborate a little bit on that excerpt.
Wow, you did your big one on that one, pulling that right there. That just okay, Corey. You something else.
Gotcha. Told you.
Okay, so that was fun. So I wrote Miracles During Imperfections, A Craig Baby's Journey to Beat the Odds, Volume 1. Honestly, I was in a place in my life where I was doing a lot of healing. I was doing a lot of healing and soul searching. I was at a point in my life where I was separated from my ex-husband at that time. And I was asking God, what is your purpose for me? What do you want me to do? And I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, go back to your first love. So I'm like, hold on, first love. What is my first love? You're talking about, you know, the guy, my first. And he immediately responded and said, writing. Writing was your first love. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows Kamal Smith, we were, at that time, we were emailing each other and he was helping me with some different things. And he was asking me, Nadia, who are you? What is your story? Wow. Literally, Corey, I went back to those emails when the Holy Spirit told me to go back to my first love. I went to those emails, and when I responded to him and told him about who I was, it literally is in the order of every chapter in the book. So, yes. So it was literally, the book was already written. It was just, I didn't know it. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me just to fill in my dialogue on each chapter because I already basically sent it to Kamal Smith via email, and it inspired me to write the book because I wanted to show a different light of who Nadia was, what I came, where I came from, why I was, why I'm chasing all of these dreams, why it's so important to me, and it's not easy. It's a journey. So I wanted to show everybody that, you know, where I came from, my mom and my father, even though it was for a moment, they were strung out on crack cocaine. It was only for a moment. They weren't crackheads or anything like that. Yeah. But in the 80s, that was the thing.
I was just about, yeah.
That was the thing. So, so I just so happened to be the baby that was birthed
at that time,
doing that with their life. And in this book, I wanted to show everybody the journey because my mom and my father weren't the only one that was battling with crack cocaine addiction. If you read the book, I had aunties, I have cousins, I have a lot of family members who they're gone. They have passed away and they battle addiction. So it's in my bloodline, you know, somewhere. It's so Nadia beating the odds is what inspired me to write this book. So when you said it's geared towards teenagers, literally I donated a bunch of books to this. It's called She Power. It's like a youth program. They have teenagers. Wow. They did it in the book club, and I was just like, oh my goodness, they read it in the book club.
Oh wow.
You just said that it confirmed everything. Yes.
Yes. Because what I'm reading it, I'm like, yes, yes. And then my daughter works at a detention center, and some stories that she deals with, and I'm like, yeah, they need to, because this book. I mean, each of your chapters, you have in the beginning, you have growing pains, the transition, hurt people, broken innocence, good girl gone bad, the grind, love and betrayal, and then the warning. So each of these, like you know, in you writing it, gives a story. This is something that a girl to me can definitely pick up of and look at you now, you know, from where you came from to where you at now, what you went through to get there.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I'm not just saying that to say, because I'm a reader. And when I read this book, I was like,
Oh my goodness, Corey. Thank you.
I think I text you or
yes, you told me. You said what? And you said everybody needs to read this book. Yeah. And the reason why I want to say Tanja had read the book while she was on this film cruise with other Detroit filmmakers. And she texted me, she said, Nadia, I can literally feel it was like a movie. She was like, it was like, I can't. And y'all, you guys are not the only people that say that. It's like the words jumped off the page. So
literally. And I was seeing, like, because when I read, you know how they say, read for, you know, build your imagination. Yeah. I was seeing these things happening. And that's why when you said that your parents, I was like, I knew it had to be the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then there's one part that's really funny. I mean, we're touching on, you know, the positivity and how amazing a book is, but it's this one part where you literally use the device to help your sisters. I was cracking up.
Yes.
Now, that's a funny part of the story. Glory. But
my sister, I was literally... If you, because I haven't read my book probably like in a year or so.
Yeah, you were in kindergarten.
When you popped up that quote, I was like, I forgot I wrote that. Yeah. But I was literally only like in first grade when that happened. And my sister got into a fight, and baby, I went in. I didn't know this.
I'm going to say one fight, all fight. You better win.
You know how it go, Corey.
You already know. Listen, don't come in y'all lost because y'all going to get
whoop. You gonna get whooped if you
listen. You already know. We know for sure,
we do.
But not only with your book, I mean, when I tell you guys, make sure you check this out. If you have, you're connected to a young lady, even if you're not connected to a young lady, purchase one for her as well. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a young lady, give it to a girl that you see. It's nothing to like offend anyone, but it's just really an encouraging, a motivational book. And it's a true story, you know what I mean? So make sure you guys check it out.
Thank you.
And in turn with your book, you also wrote, directed, and starred as a lead in your very own movie, I Love You More. I Loved You More. But there's one part. So, and I have to show this because this was mind-blowing, baby. I'm telling y'all, she can write. And she dances too. We're going to talk about that.
I want to start off by saying, forgive me for not coming to you first. But this is hard. I did everything you asked me to do. As a wife, I cook. I clean, I compromise. I love him unconditionally. I put his feelings before mine all the time. I'm a hardworking woman. And I've been there through every downfall he has. The way he treats me, talks to me, even the way he looks at me, it breaks my heart.
Ooh. Now, I want to go back to this, just one little part of it.
First off, I want to start off by saying, forgive me for not coming to you first.
That right there is... Oh my God. When I saw that, I watched the movie again today. So that was like my third time watching it. I was like,
thank you, Corey.
All right, God, I hear you. Like, I know I'll be doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? But and that's a problem. Huh. So when you said that in the movie, I swear I rewinded like two times, three times. Like, you know what made me mad with God? Like, you be trying to send little messages, and I don't like that. Like, that is
confirmation. Super- confirmation. And that is why it's important for people that have gifts like me and you for us to share them because he works through us to give these messages to people who need to hear it. And that right there, I never used to go to God. When I say Corey, I go to him about everything, even about what I'm about to wear to an event.
Right. Wow.
Every part of my day.
Woo.
Every part of my day. It literally happened last night before I headed to the Tyler Perry, the premiere. I had my mindset on wearing a dress. Then I had my mindset on wearing on a pink suit. It had soul in it on a pink suit. He told me what to wear. When I say, I told him, I said, Lord, just tell me what to wear. Tell me what to wear. And when I say everybody loved it, they were just like, oh my goodness.
No. And
all God. I go to him about everything, Corey. Because I remember back then when I I used to be in a world of trouble. Didn't know where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know who I was for real. Didn't know how strong my purpose was. You just made me so emotional watching that part.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I know. Because we, like you said, we just make our decisions. We do, yeah, I like this. Oh, you want me to go here? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we need to ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not tell, ask.
Ask. Direct my path. Lead me, Father. Direct my path. And he can't direct you. He gonna let you do anything you want. He not gonna go, you know, you don't welcome him in. He gonna let you do whatever you want.
But right.
Go to him and you let him in. That's when it all.
Listen, I'm with you when you're right now. So on Instagram, Gladys1986 says, let me go back up. She asked the name of the book and the title. I showed it to her. She said, "One Fight, We All Fight."
That's right.
AJ underscore writer says, "Forgive me for not coming to you first." Woo.
Woo.
Girl, wait, that's something. And then I saw somebody else said something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They screenshot the name of the book and the story. Yeah, and this is the book. If you looking for the title, this is what the cover looks like. Tamika said, "I could feel this prayer. It is very relatable." So,
wow.
Listen, when I tell you, it is. It's not. People know. We know. We just choose to do what we want to do. But
it's our own thing.
Gotta fit them first. But now.
And a lot of people, when they watch this movie, a lot of people say, "Oh my goodness, your prayer was relatable. The movie was so relatable." And I'm like, that's.
Yeah.
Whole mission.
How things change. And that's what I was gonna say. Like, what influenced that script?
Whew. And that's why I said I got emotional, because I started this script in 2019, and it wasn't even supposed to be a script. I just was just writing because I was going through a lot in my past marriage at that time. 2020 came, which was the pandemic, and me and my husband had our final separation.
Right.
Before, you know, the divorce. And I was in a place where I'm like, I've been with this man since I was 19 years old. Father, where do I start? What? I don't know my life without him. We have a child together. So I said, you know what? Let me go back to writing. I wrote that, and it's supposed to have been a short film, Corey, because I just wanted to know what it could do. I said, let me just finish this script, and let me just finish this script, and let me just shoot a short film to see what we can do. And it ended up being a feature film. But what inspired me was the different things that occurred in my marriage, how I didn't feel seen. I didn't feel like I was loved. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel wanted. But again, you know, when you love somebody unconditionally and wholeheartedly,
yeah,
they really don't know how to love themselves because they never came from a loving home or a loving childhood. You can love them with everything in you, and they're still not going to see you. They're still not going to see you. So that's what inspired the movie. It literally was based on a lot of things that's transpired in my marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a gift. This is your gift.
Thank you.
AJ the writer says, the title of this live is Right on Time. I think I named it Believe in Your Dreams. I prayed for an opportunity to follow my dreams. An opportunity came and I'm fighting the fear of the unknown. Oh my gosh. Like, I have chills so bad right now. Like,
this was a line, Corey. This was
it came when it was supposed to.
There you go. There you go. Oh my goodness.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm telling people, this is why I love what I do. I really, really absolutely love this.
Yes.
Oh my God. We jumped into the movie, the book, and everything. We need to start from the beginning and
we can talk about it. Listen, that would be so good. AJ Ryder, you better step out on faith, baby. That is, and I literally thought I knew what faith was, but I didn't learn what faith was until I literally got a divorce. I felt like if I could do this, I can get past anything. And I hit God with everything in myself. So after I got over that, I didn't care about anything. I'm like, Father, you gonna lead me. I'm gonna share my gifts and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna go right if you tell me go right, and I'm gonna go left if you tell. So faith, walk out, step out on faith, AJ the writer.
Gotta do it, girl. This was your message. What is it? Confirmation. This was your confirmation. So let's backtrack and just talk about what inspired you to pursue acting. We know now what inspired you to do writing, but with the acting and with your roles, if you guys haven't seen her, she's in 10 Toes Down. She is in Ewan McGraw Avenue, I think. But what I noticed is that you're a detective, a police officer, a lot of the time. But we're going to talk about some of that a little bit later. I just want to know what inspired you to act.
So I've always had these gifts since I was a kid. Writing always came naturally to me. Singing, dancing. And it says it in the book. Like Corey, she's shaking. She's right. Everything. So acting came about when in my middle school, I took drama class. I had a drama class and it was just so fascinating, just all of it to me. So acting has been something that I've always wanted to do since a kid. I used to dream about being on stage and TV when I was a kid. So it's just living out my dreams. It's just a beautiful thing. But that is where acting came from me just doing all, just kind of like collectively.
Right.
In the arts and, hearing, dancing, singing in the choir, drama. Yeah. So finally, I was able to get into acting a little early on. I think I was like 20 years old and I started doing like different plays and little feature films and stuff. This was when no independent film was popular.
Right.
No nothing. So yeah. So Kamal Smith gave me my first shot at it. He had a TV series on MyTV 20. It's called Because We're Men.
Yeah. Listen, I looked that up on YouTube.
Corey,
I tell you,
you be doing your research, girl.
Yes, I want to come here looking crazy.
I love that.
I was trying to find some clips. I mean, but it's YouTube, so I would have to like. Yeah. I couldn't get it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I saw it. I was like, look at Kamal. Look at where he came from, and that gave me hope too. You know what I mean? Like,
see, look how long.
That ain't y'all. I think a lot of people realize, like, think that you guys are doing this now for now.
No,
it's been years.
Years. Over 10, 15 years.
Yes. I think when I looked at that, that might have been, I could be wrong, but like 2013, somewhere around there. I was like, wow. But I don't know why he didn't continue it, because that was a good little series.
Yeah, it was. It was. That's why when people see his stuff, they like, well, let's say Detroit. Just say Detroit independent film world. When people look at our stuff on the Tubi platform, they can tell the difference between the Detroit moms and the other people. I'm not trying to throw shots or anything, but that is because that is because we have been doing this before. It was platforms that was giving us the opportunities to go, you know, nationwide. It's been years and years in the making. So we have our, per se, they used to call him the Tyler Perry of Detroit. We had him doing the work, and he paid the bar for us. So we have that person we can go to make our films look like something, okay?
Yeah. Listen, I can remember, what was it?
I remember 211.
Yeah, I was like, and now to see where...
See?
Come on YouTube, like...
Yep.
I'm like... To see it's, and they said, I think... I can't remember. Someone told me recently, you know, a billionaire told them it takes 10 years, you know, because I get so discouraged with my platform. I'm not going to lie to you, but she says it takes 10 years. I said, baby, it's been two. I ain't got 8 more years to get this. You know what I'm saying? So when I looked at your series on YouTube and I saw, like, you know what? They just kept building. They kept going and nonstop. And now it's like, full time, you know what I mean? Well, come on.
You are literally in the right direction with all of this. Like, you got to keep going. And I know sometimes we got to reset. Because me as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes that for you not to give up. And it's okay to just reset, but you got to keep going. Because the people that's viewing, that literally was confirmation of why you have to keep going.
Yeah.
Important. Wow. People are connected to you. It's not it's not only about us, it's about everybody that's following us, that's connected.
Yes. Somebody said you got 20 plus more years, baby girl. You better go on with it. I would be retired in 20 years. AJ the writer says she gotta go, ladies. Blessings to us both.
Well, thank you.
She said there's so much, you know, she have the same gifts, but not acting. Gladys says the Detroit indie film is on point. It's getting there. Yes, Lorenda Langford, thank you. She said, you gotta keep going.
I'm gonna go.
And she said, thanks for tuning in. I can't see on YouTube people that are on YouTube, but I do see everyone else. So if you're tuning in and you haven't dropped your name, drop your name and your city so we can know where you're viewing from, okay? Now in your book, you know, I'm an educator by trade. You had a teacher that she was, when I read that, I was like, cause I feel like I'm like her, you know what I mean? My kids to this day, I have students that still talk to me.
I love
it. And I read it and I was like, that's why, cause everybody said, y'all don't get paid. Why y'all do this? Why y'all do that? And that's why we do. Cause she makes such a difference in your life.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about her. Are you still in contact with her? Is she still?
So are you talking about the coach? You talking about the dance teacher? The dance teacher. Okay. So I had two dance teachers. I had I was a captain of the majorette team. So I had Chrissy. And yes, we are still in contact. She is still a big part of my life, my world. She's a person that I would never, ever forget. And when I say Chrissy had a lot of kids, but she still sacrificed. She would come to practice it with her little babies right there, making sure we was on point. Like, hey, no skipping practice. Don't go over that boy house. She was a part of, we were family. She had us spend a night over her house. She took us in, Corey. But yes, she was a part of our life.
Amen. Commend her for me.
Yes. She came to my movie premiere too. And we hugged for so long. I was crying. And everybody knew why. Because they know she was a huge impact on my life. Like, when I gave up, she was knocking on my door, like, get up.
We're not having it. Yeah. Wow.
You can't go to Clark, Atlanta? Okay. But you still have to keep going. That's why you guys' jobs as educators, that's why it's important. Yeah. Because when nobody else is telling us these things, that's what y'all are doing.
Doing, yeah. Yeah, you are so right. Oh my God. and then you also had you were part of a dance team. Listen, I don't think people realize how talented you are, and you're so humble with
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Had I not read this book, I promise I would have never known unless we would have had a conversation.
A lot of people don't
know. We need to promote this more. We need to people need to know. You need to do part two.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in a dance group. That was a huge part of my life too. Like people still to this day, they like the truth. Like they know us, they remember us, baby. We was the talk of the town, the city, in our school, and so maybe one day I'll write a movie or a script in regards to that
yes. Oh, that'll be so cool.
Yeah, all of us had our differences, but people knew us. People knew who we were. And that was a huge part of my life. And I'm grateful.
I'm telling you guys, if you're just tuning in, I'm having a Carefree Cinema conversation with Nadia Calhoun, who is in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And she is an author, actress. She's a mom. She's a writer, a dancer, a singer too, if y'all didn't know. But I want to really, really promote her book, Miracle of Human Imperfections. This is a great story. It's about her, but it's touching because a lot of it is relatable to females, other females, and I want to gear it more so towards teens. So, I mean, if you're an adult, a female adult, and you read this, you're going to be like, dang, I should have read that when I was that age, because some parts of it were like, wow, thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? So I want you guys to make sure you follow her on Instagram at Nadia_the Dreamer, which I could not find the other day because I'm like, wait, she deleted her Instagram.
I changed my name because it was, I believe, by Nadia, but I've been doing a lot of revamping.
Yeah.
With some things, changing some things, Corey. And you know how that go.
You just try to do what fits. Like some people may not understand why they did that again. Why she's not doing this? Because you just got to know what fits and how it's supposed to come. And I always tell people, like you said earlier, the Holy Spirit downloads things in you. You can't be worried about the outside because you'll never grow.
There you go.
You will never grow. So
I care about the outside.
Who's gonna make it work for you?
Yeah.
And if you don't believe in him, that's your choice, but that's what I do.
That's right.
For real. Now, you know, with females, it's said that it's a male-dominated industry. Do you feel like at any point in time, and you know, you don't have to name names or locations or anything of that sort, but just let us know if you ever felt like there were challenges that you faced.
So with that question, I, to be honest, here in the city, the film industry, the guys don't really, it's not like Hollywood. They don't look at us as if you're a woman. You can't do this. You can't do that. I can honestly say in the city, we are like, if we go to one person for help, they're like, either they want to work with you or they don't. You know, people have their different reasons, but I cannot say that a male has turned anybody away because they were a woman or didn't want to help them in some type of way. Now, I will say, as far as acting, it can get a little how can I say it? Okay, when you're an attractive woman, and people are going to be human, they're going to be attracted to you, they're going to want to date you in the industry. And it has been hard to adjust with having to say no at the moment. I'm not dating, I'm not interested, whatever like that. And when it's some of the biggest people, like the big directors, the big producer that's trying to, you know, date you or want to get to know you, and you have to say no, it does get kind of weird.
Yeah.
in that factor because mm-hmm. it's like you don't want to mix business with pleasure.
Yeah.
So it kind of make it weird. Like when you at a networking event, you was like, oh my God, I just turned him down. But I don't want to work with him.
Right.
I'm trying to keep my focus on my focus and separate the two. So that's where it gets kind of weird.
Okay. And that, with that being said, what advice would you give aspiring female filmmakers and actors? You know, actresses that want to, pursue this. And that's also a mother because you're a mom.
Yep.
How do you balance that? And what advice would you give others?
I would literally say, don't look at somebody else's journey, their pace. Your journey is your journey. What God has for you is for you. And what God has for them is for them. Don't mm-hmm. get discouraged if you're not getting any big supporting roles, any lead roles. I started out being, okay, even though I started out years ago with, a camera.
I gotta put this on a big screen because there's some advice here for you. Let me go. I'm gonna come on.
I did a class. I just literally did a class. But I literally don't get discouraged because everybody is not everybody cup of tea. Somebody mm-hmm. might have a script where they're looking for a woman that looks totally opposite than you. It's all mm-hmm. about getting in the script. So a lot of inspiring actresses get very discouraged because they feel like, oh, because I don't have this BBL body or I don't have this and that, they're not going to pick me. Keep going. And then not only that, create your own.
All right. I
do not wait on nobody to provide me an opportunity. I am big on that.
Yes.
I do not put my dreams in nobody else's hands but God. Yes. So if somebody is not casting you and you feel like you're the problem, go to acting class, go to workshops. Your success of you doing it and honing in mm-hmm. on your craft is what makes you better, and it's going to stand out, and eventually those no's are going to turn into yeses. But you got to create your own opportunities as well. Let people know what you do. If you go and look on a lot of people, Corey, if you go look, and I know you've seen it, you go look at a lot of aspiring, not a lot, not the main people that's doing it, but if you go look at a lot of actresses, you'll look at their page and you'll be like, what do they do? How she's an inspired actress, but I don't see her posting any monologues. She's never, even if she do background work, why didn't you post BTS? Why didn't you have to let people know what you do? Because if you're not working, you're showing these producers and directors, oh, she's not serious.
All right.
She would just want to be cute on TV. She's not serious about the craft. So that is my advice about the actresses. Create your own opportunities. Be serious about what you're going to do. If people say no, keep going because you're going to get that yes. And filmmakers. I know a lot of, even with I Loved You More, Corey. That was like a love story, right? A lot of people, and I know a lot of audiences would say, sometimes it's the same shoot 'em up, bang, 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 the killing, the cheating, all that. But as a writer and filmmaker, do the stories that are important to you, that's relatable to you. You will find your audience. You will find your audience. Your audience will find you.
Okay.
So write what you write, make what you want to make. Don't worry about the money. It's going to come.
Man, what? Oh, my gosh. You're dropping it.
Unapologetically. Like, do you. Don't worry about what this person is doing. That's their journey. Do you.
Listen, I literally, people don't understand. What you just said makes so much sense. How are you going to say, like, okay, for example, people are DM me, hey, I want to be on your show. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm like, okay, cool. So what do you do? I'm an actress. So I first thing I'm gonna do, go on your page. Because in order for me to interview, this is my process. I go to your page, I see what you do, who you're connected with. I look up your movies. Mm-hmm. I look at a few of your movies in order to know, you know, how am I gonna converse with this person?
Yes.
I go to your page and I'm not, you know, knocking nobody for what they do and what they put on their page. But if you only happen to you standing up in outfits.
There you go.
Okay, I wear clothes too. I can't. So what you just said makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. I literally just told one of my clients that your page, you need to clean it up.
That's the biggest advice you can give your client, Corey.
That's it. Clean it up. I don't want to see what you, you have to have two pages, but if you're serious, I'm not saying you got to separate. You don't always have to separate it, but you have to show more of what you're going for.
There you go.
So I'm with you when you're right now. I got you.
I love when you say that, girl.
I had a teacher that I used to work with. She would always say that, and I used to be so confused. I was like, huh? She's like, girl, you're telling the truth. That's what I mean.
How old were you?
No, this is working. We work together.
Okay. I wish you were you. Oh, that's
so cute. Oh my God. She says that all the time. So I don't pick it up now.
Wow. But
I just want to say thank you so much for being on my show. I always tell people, without you guys, without my audience, there's no Corey Love Show. So again, guys, if you're tuning in, I am speaking with Nadia Calhoun. I want you all to go follow her at Nadia_thedreamer on Instagram. And on her Instagram, you'll find her on Facebook as well. But when I tell you, you want to follow her. She does acting classes. You might not see her like 99 times, like, you know, other people, but she's in these films. She's amazing. And sometimes when you're humble, you produce more. And y'all know this, what I do. So I don't want nobody to feel anything is directed to them. Please don't get in your feelings. But I mean, she does so much behind the scenes. So to me, y'all know, if you know me, you've been watching my show, you know, I'm a BTS girl. So I tip my hats off to BTS folks. So make sure you check her out and you follow her. But before we go, you know, we're going to play a game. But before we play the game, we want to know about what you got coming up. If you can tell us, like, I don't know how much, because you know y'all be signing NDA. So
yeah, we do be signing NDA. So earlier you touched on why I don't see you in more leading roles. Well, I'm pleased to announce, and this was something on my vision board, because the reason why I didn't audition for a lot of leading roles was because I am a mother. So it requires for you to be on set for 7-8 days straight. But I have my first leading role outside of my own film. It's called Just a Friend, and I will be playing I will be filming that December in the winter, December 15th, 16th, 17th. I don't know if they have any additional days, but those are the days now. And I'm excited. I literally put this on my vision board because I said, Lord, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for the leading role. I think Aiden has got an older, you know, old enough. Yeah. I got a little more support. I said, yeah. So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Do you hear my hand clapping? You hear the clapping?
No, I don't.
I'm so mad. I have this little thing. I don't know why it's not working, but whatever. Yes. But I was a little hand clapping and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. So I signed that contract this weekend, and and we get that, and I'm so grateful because I literally put this on my vision board this year. I said, I'm going to go for a leading role.
And you did it. Yay. And see, look how that worked out. It's only 3 days as of now. So somebody could watch him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Now, what do you wish that you did? Let me reword it. What do you wish you had known when you started this journey?
I really wish I would have known honestly, those times where I was rebelling against my parents and stuff, I really wish, because I was so upset about not starting my film career and my TV career down south in Atlanta. I really wish that I would have not been rebellious and just went to any film school or media school here and learned just something, the ins and out of a film, of editing or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I wish I would have known, you know, went to school for more about that, because I think I would never had to go through the hurdles and the obstacles that I had to face when I did I Loved You More. So being on these sets is my school. It's my school. I learn.
OJT.
Yeah. And I love it. I love it. So yeah, if I could have went back to that teenage girl who was upset and rebellious towards her parents, I would have told myself, Nadi, just get up and work what you got here in the city. Yeah,
and make it happen. But that's where you at now. So
thank you.
we're going to go moving forward. You just know now. And I love OJT because you get hands on. Sometimes that book work, you're like, I need to feel it, because I got to be their type of learner. So
yeah.
But you guys, guess what time it is? Game time. And I'm mad my little sound's not working. Like,
I don't hear it. Did the audience hear it?
I don't know. Do y'all hear it? Let me know. Send a thumbs up. When I was offline, I fixed it. I worked it. I had my husband log in, and he heard it. So I don't know why. Maybe I got to connect something every time. Yeah. Who knows? But anyway, let's get started with the game. My little sound is not going to work, so we're just going to start.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So I don't know what my game is called, but it's a game.
Name is TV show, right?
End of the show game. So in this, you got to name this TV show. I can't, my sound, I'm so mad. Name this TV show.
You ready? Is you that 227?
It is. All right. Now, which classic sitcom features a character named George Jefferson and his iconic phrase, Wheezy? Do I gotta take your D card?
Oh, I know this. I know this. I told you I ain't good with names and memory. Play the music. The Jeffersons.
Yes. I was just about to take your B car, baby girl. Okay.
George Jefferson.
Name this actor.
This is my favorite.
Oh, I forgot you say bad with names.
No, I got it.
Oh, okay. She said, I got it.
This is my favorite, Lorenz Tate.
Okay.
Yes. I've been in love with this man since I was a teenager.
No, he don't never age, huh?
Never age.
I don't know what kind of drink. Don't drink, huh?
What do he drink?
Trying to figure it out. Like, for real.
I'm going to ask him when I meet him.
Right. Who played Alyssa in McGraw Avenue?
Is it Kia B?
Mm-mm.
Alyssa in McGraw.
I'm laughing. The audience is giving the answers to
it. They are.
Alyssa.
Is it Nia Miranda? Is it Deb? Is it Deb Spencer? Deborah Spencer? And McGraw? Ebony! Oh, she gonna get me!
I'm gonna screen record this and send it to her.
Ebony gonna get me!
Yes, she is. That's my baby. I love you, Ebony.
Girl, I love me some Ebony, baby.
Ebony is amazing.
She's amazing. Oh, she gonna get me. I hope she don't see this.
I DM'd her too. I said, tune into the show tonight.
He is one of my favorite, literally. Independent film.
Phenomenal. Nonsense. She's amazing. Name this actress.
Robin Givens.
Uh-huh. Yes. What's your most memorable movie with her?
Honestly, I love her and Blank Man. That's my favorite.
I like the, Boomerang.
Boomerang too. That's one. Yeah. That's another one.
Who played the sheriff in Rose Gold?
That's independent film, ain't it? Rose Gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know my Crystal was the. She was my cousin. Was the lead actress? I don't remember. Dang. Is it? Was it Diesel? Who?
Somebody said I'm too old for this one. These are new. Oh, they mean they're too. Okay. Yeah. No, it was Armando Key.
Armando. Yeah. He literally was going to be in a film that we were about to shoot, but they had put a pause on production.
Oh, Armando. Okay.
I did not know that was him.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, growing up, we watch all these movies, and you know, at the beginning, they would always have these signs. So, which one is this?
Warner Brothers.
You good. Yes. Okay. What name this distribution company?
This my distribution company. Okay. Oh, that's who I went to for I loved you more.
All right. Name this movie. Ooh, let me call.
Come on. Not parental PDA.
Hello? Yeah, okay.
My mom would kill me. He would
strangle you. Not strangle, he would strangle you.
He would strangle me.
Parental discretion advice. This is my second favorite independent movie for the action.
He did that.
And what? Sierra too?
Yes, she did too. Did you see his new movie yet, Corey?
No, listen, I got a list. I haven't, oh my God, I got a list of movies.
I can't wait. I can't say, I'm gonna keep my, you think this one was good?
My wish list?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, PDA was out cold. These both, they neck to neck. They neck to neck. Really?
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch that tonight. Oh, I got such a long list. Oh my God. What was the name of the teenager? And this is the last one. What was the name of the teenager who had psychic abilities in this TV show?
Raven Simone.
Yes.
You saw me her talking about me like when I was a kid, girl. Yes. I used to be like
my room to be like that.
Yes, I love Raven.
That's all I want in my bedroom. And I just want again to leave you guys with this quote before we go, and encourage you to make sure that you go purchase this book. It's right there on the screen. Miracles During Imperfections, Volume 1, A Crack Baby's Journey to Beat the Odds. When you continue to allow disrespectful people in your world, you're giving them permission to disrespect you over and over again. So cut them off. Okay. Listen, make sure you follow Nadia the Dreamer. Nadia _ the Dreamer is here. It's scrolling on the bottom. Make sure you follow me if you're not already following me on the Corey Love Show, and that's across all platforms. Save the date, 12 December 19, 2024, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be doing the Top 12 Awards show. Also, stay tuned to my page because I will share out when we're doing the nominations and also when we're doing the voting. All right. And I'm always excited to partner with amazing sponsors to keep the show running smoothly. So if you know any businesses that want to be promoted or interested in sponsoring an episode so that they can gain exposure, I would love to have them on board. So have them visit my website at www.thecoreyloveshow.com. And again, if this is your first time tuning in, thank you. I hope you enjoy it and come back. If this is not your first time, you're a regular guest. Thank you so much for tuning in. You want to leave them with anything, Nadia?
I just want to say thank you so much, Corey, but this was so much fun. I really hope that you continue to do this because this is a gift God has given you. It was amazing. Like, it was an amazing show. But I just want to tell everybody to continue to follow your dreams. Don't give up on them. I don't care how old you is, how young you are. Keep going. If God has instilled it in your heart and you think about it every day while you're at your desk at work, you like, I know I'm supposed to be here. Keep going. He won't give it to you if you weren't supposed to do it.
Yeah. That's so true. Oh my God. Listen, this is a powerful show. Mm-hmm. And I thank you so much for being a part of it. Mm-hmm. So everyone, again, thank you guys for tuning in to Guidance, Blessings, and Love. Good night.